The following program contains content that has not been approved by 1-800-RADIATOR or any of its franchise affiliates. All of the opinions stated in this podcast are solely owned by the hosts and guests of the 1-800-FSR podcast and its publishers. The 1-800-FSR podcast is independently produced. Get ready to sell. Intro music in 3, 2. Howdy, howdy, howdy. From sea to shining sea, we are broadcasting from the East Coast Sea here in sunny North Carolina. I'm Martin, and this is the 1-800-FSR podcast. I'm
welcome. Joined.
Oh, there he is. Good morning. How are you?
You talking to me?
Yes, Cameron.
Hello, hello. I'm doing well, Martin. It's a beautiful day. Happy to be here. This is a great way to start off our first recording of the day.
It is. It is wonderful to be doing it. And we are doing it dog free, which is unusual. We're doing it hat free. We're doing it sunglass free.
Not puppy style.
No, we're not doing it puppy style. That's for sure. Mm. For those of you who don't know, you heard a little sample of Cameron and the world of impersonations. Cameron is a master at impersonations.
You know that movie, I think what was it, Michael Myers in Master of Disguises?
I believe it was Dana Carvey.
Oh, it was Dana Carvey. Yeah, yeah. So that's me, but with impersonations. Yes. Vocally.
Yes.
Basically.
It's amazing. He's able to like pick up the phone and call banks and get them to transfer money because he just does the voice so perfectly.
I'm pretty incredible that way.
No, I'm kidding. He is not a felon.
Shortly is the one that can really hammer the impressions, though, I must say.
I know.
I got to give some praise to Shortly. Shortly, do you want to give him one real quick?
His best one is Helen Keller. He can do it right now.
Okay, give it.
Dear lions and ladies.
Okay, if somebody doesn't shut him up, he'll just keep going.
Absolutely magnificent though.
I mean, holy. Helen Keller. He's even doing the hand gestures.
Character.
And bumping into things.
I mean.
Sorry. If you can't make yourself laugh, how do you expect others to laugh with you?
That's a test. Yeah, I'm conflicted.
I know. I mean, they say you're supposed to love yourself first. Well, you know, I guess, you know, you shouldn't be able to make yourself laugh because you can't tickle yourself.
I mean, I can make myself laugh.
Well, yeah, I'm funny. So it's, you know, works out that way.
Yeah.
You're funny. You're funny. No, funny enough. So today's episode is kind of an extension of a previous episode that we talked about team building. And we talked about the relationship of each of the key members of a warehouse's larger extended team.
If you haven't listened, go ahead and go back and get on that so you're not lost like everybody else who hasn't listened.
Yes, you should listen to these episodes in order. Sometimes it helps. But going back is never, it's never too late to go back. It's never too late.
It's never too late.
You know? So we're looking at the team building concept and we're now going to grow it past the manager, past the leadership, past the FSRs and the roles that they play. And today we're going to talk about something that Cameron and I have worked many, 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 many years on, and we think we've developed it here at 455, and that is turning your delivery team into an FSR army.
The front line.
It is. It is. They're out there every day. And to remind everyone, remember, you see these folks once a month. You go to these customers once a month, if that.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the top 200 customers, 300 customers mm-hmm. a month, and some of them you see quarterly, where the drivers are seeing these people every single day.
If not that, then every other day.
And yeah, it's crazy. You're seeing someone. They're out there.
They're there.
They are, for all intents and purposes, the face of the company.
And if they're not, you probably should get new drivers because somebody's not getting their parts.
Yeah. They're in a giant dump somewhere.
Yeah, just take it. Precious metals.
What you can do is take them from being daily delivery drivers and turn them into several different things that can be assets for you. Huh. Number one.
How do you do that, Martin?
Well, you let them know how important they are. Treat them with respect.
You mean they're people?
They're people, yeah. That have dreams, aspirations, growth potential.
I got that stuff.
Yeah, I do too. Folks have that.
We should treat them like that.
We should.
I love it.
If your warehouse has a large amount of people that turn over very quickly over and over again, guess who's to blame?
Wah, wah,
yep.
Wah.
You guys in the immediate leadership, the manager, the warehouse, FSR, all of these folks, because let me tell you something. We here at 455 have great tenure, a long tenure of our drivers.
How long?
4 years for some of us.
What?
No one less than one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So how do you do that? Treat them with respect. And what does that give you in return? It takes a driver and it turns it into an ambassador for your clients.
Bum, bum, bum.
They're not just bringing them parts.
What?
They're bringing them reliability. By seeing the same driver over and over and over again, it reiterates the concept that 1-800-RADIATOR is reliable.
Mm-hmm.
It treats people correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in sticky spots with people, you can remind them, you know, we're kind of a tight team here.
You want somebody consistent.
You do.
You want. So does that mean we have to, you know, give them iPads, bump them up to FSR pay? I mean, like,
no.
No?
No.
Oh.
No.
Wow.
But that's not necessary because they already have the tools that they need to be a great ambassador to the clients. It's a brain because they're a human being. And by telling them things, letting them know how operations happen, if they are aware inside the office environment of the fragility of customer A, the strength of customer B, the numbers are great at customer D, they need to know these things.
Okay, so let me run a couple scenarios right by you real quick.
Sure.
And you tell me if I kind of got this about right. So,
okay.
Driver A, been here 3 weeks, just got hired to replace a driver that just left after being here only a month or two, right? So he walks into a shop delivering a part. That customer has a return of a different part.
Yep.
Not, like say we're delivering a radiator, we're getting back a cat. Okay. That person's like, okay, yeah, I can take that. And then they put it in their car and they're out of there, right? Then driver B, they, you know, why we're saying long tenure. You know, they've been here, done that. They know that customer. They get faced with that cancel. You think they'd probably like, ask like, hey, is this a cancel warranty? Do you need a replacement? Was there any issues? What happened? I mean, like, are they going? They're probably going to ask those questions.
Wow, you mean they actually might have saved a sale?
I think they might even save a sale.
Wow,
who knows?
I know because it happened yesterday.
More than the driver A.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The ambassador is there to identify and get on the phone. Hey, I just picked up a part. This person is incredibly upset. Incredibly upset. Someone needs to come and give them some attention.
It's good to know.
The driver that doesn't know that, doesn't know they're expected to do that, doesn't know that you want them to do that. The other thing by giving them the information they need to be a good ambassador is that I saw once a warehouse manager disciplining a driver for doing something kind of half-assed at a very important customer during a delivery.
Sure.
And the driver just looked straight at the manager and said, I don't know that customer's important. No one ever told me they spend this amount or that amount. I don't even know what that means when you say this amount, that amount. No one has ever treated me like anything other than a conveyor belt for a part from a shelf in our warehouse to a shop down the road.
And so how you can go about changing that is, you know, make sure, A, he's not the only person looking at that pick ticket.
Yep.
Someone else needs to see that pick ticket come in, identify, oh, hey, that's a player.
Yep.
That's a player. And then relay that information to the driver.
Use your words. Yep.
So you do that enough, it kind of becomes
habit. Yeah.
Second nature.
That's on the job training.
Huh.
You're actually doing something. You're educating, training, and developing your FSR army while getting the parts delivered.
So I'm gonna brag on one of our drivers a little bit, Joanie. She's a lovely lady, been here about going on a year and a half.
Yeah, 2 years almost.
I was about to say, this might be her second AC season with us. We had a customer up in Jacksonville, about hour 45 up to 2 hours, depending on traffic between here and there. Good God, Highway 17, you don't want to know about it. And we got a cancel on an AC kit. They said they lost their customer, didn't need it. Understand, hey, it's, you know, end of February. Roll your windows down. I get it.
Yeah.
But she came back to the warehouse and let us know that, because she was already on her way, and we informed her of the cancel. She went ahead and still brought by that bag of candy that we bring with each of our orders.
Yep.
And she said it lit them up. She walks in. They're like, hey, we canceled it. We don't need it. She's like, but I have the candy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge. That's huge.
She also said something else to me after that when I inquired, gave her, you know, as warehouse manager, I gave her a secondary compliment to say, hey, that means a lot. And she said, yes, I've noticed that they've been buying less. So that triggered me to go immediately to the All PIDs report and notice less. They're down $2,185 in this year.
Year to date?
Year to date. And so something's up. Now we're up warehouse. So don't get me wrong.
Don't be concerned, guys.
But had not she done that, I would not have, it wouldn't have triggered me to look for her to say, I went there because of this. That's an ambassador. Because guess what? They're going to get an FSR visit next week. They're going to get a call, probably a visit from me. Mm-hmm. This is an $11,000 a year historical customer that's 2 hours away from us, basically.
Maybe growing.
And sizable potential. Distance is probably the biggest issue. But here's the point. She was an ambassador. She reported back to management. She said, this is something that's going on. It's like being the ambassador in like the Ukraine, you know, and saying, you got to call the president and saying that the tanks are coming from Russia. But you got to report this stuff. You got to tell us what's going on.
And I would just say, just to you guys, the FSRs, how this, I mean, if you don't hear that and you don't see how that is so beneficial for you and your job, just, I'm not saying you need it. You don't need to have a little safety net behind underneath you, you know, just in case you fall. But shoot, I mean, it doesn't hurt.
Those of you who are older, it's called boots on the ground.
Boots on the freaking ground.
Eyes out in the field. Seeing what's going on. Baby. You know? Let's talk about that eye thing. I'm going to talk about a Hall of Famer driver no longer with us, Matt Britt.
R.I.P.
And he, great guy.
He is alive.
He is alive.
Yes, he is alive. That is on me. Sorry. He's no longer with us as a company.
Yes. And one of the things that he was great at is scanning the shops for invaders.
He could scan the heck out of a shop for invaders.
He could scan a shop for invaders. He would say, he'd give me a call or Cameron a call, and he'd say, listen, we have a non-cat buying shop that I'm delivering a radiator to, and there is a catalytic converter from another company. I can tell by the packaging. And he'd snap a picture of the part number and send it to me, and like, and then hand them a flyer in his clipboard. As it is required. If you go to the website, you'll see the picture of what should be in your clipboard at 455. And one of the things that's in there is a catalytic converter flyer. Everyone at any point in time. So not only is that customer now to this day a catalytic converter buyer, but he immediately was able to identify someone not buying a product that we needed to sell. This is early days for us in catalytic converters, okay? So that, how easy was it for Cameron to walk in there and already know, I know you're buying catalytic converters from you, from Converters Unlimited.
Here's why you should buy from us.
Here's why you should buy from us.
I'm getting goosebumps so just talking about it.
Yeah, he didn't have to convince him. He didn't have to go in there and give the spiel of don't let the muffler shop get all the money. Don't get the exhaust shop get all the money. He didn't have to do any of that.
He set it up.
He
just set the lob.
So he's like the CIA, which, you know, we got an ambassador in Juwani. We've got the CIA.
Okay.
You know?
Interesting pivot.
Our army is developing because it's really cultivating. Different positions are being filled with different people who have different strengths and different weaknesses.
You're kind of like Homeland Security.
You know, hey, they say it. They say it. Not the first. I've heard it before. You know, identifying opportunities. Not very close to this, but let's talk about identifying opportunities are things where you have a delivery driver and they're in there and they're talking to the guys. They're one of the people, you know, they might be a more affable driver that chit-chats a little bit while they're there. And, oh, he's really thinking about opening another location. You know, 45 minutes down the road. Or he heard that Tony down the road is going out of business, you know? And Tony doesn't do any AC work, but it's being bought by so-and-so who does a lot of AC work. All that information, all of these situations that we're telling you about, they're not potential. They're all things that have happened right here at 455.
I mean, tell me a data-driven company that couldn't use more data.
I mean, real-time data, getting to the people who need it before it's filtered, minutes after it's heard, minutes after it's witnessed. It's a huge deal.
Hey, we're not knocking corporate's data. Corporate's got great data, gets us all the information we need, you know, tells us what the sales numbers look like, who's down year to date. But that real time, that's a whole nother factor.
And this is going to blow your minds because this blows the mind of everyone who has ever been witness to it in person. I can tell you about it. And tell you the stories. But when you have someone down here, our former head of sales, our regional sales manager, was down here visiting and he was doing some computer work. And somebody called and I'm on the phone and I'm putting this, I put a sale through, blah, blah, blah. So he says to me, who just called you in order? That was such an odd call because he's like listening to me. And I said, it was Todd. He's like, what? I don't understand. Todd, your driver? I said, yeah, Todd, the driver. he did an on-the-spot sale. He's like, how did he do an on-the-spot sale? I said, he asked the guy, do you need anything? Kind of like you tell us to do as FSRs when we're out in the field.
Pretty sure I was told not to leave that place without asking.
I was absolutely to quote. Told.
Yeah.
Now, you see 20 people a day as FSR. At least. You ask 20 people a day if there's anything they need, right? Todd
Decent
sees
odds.
30 people a day, and there are six Todds at this warehouse. They all have different names, by the way, but you know. That's 180. So if the corporation
is like those odds a lot better.
I like those odds a lot better.
Yeah.
So now, by saying to a driver, you're a human being, you're a person, and oh, by the way, here's a gift card for every sale that you make, and all you have to do to earn this a little bit of money, it's not a lot. Hey, you know, little bits add
up. Little
kickback. Yeah, little kickback. Let's face it. A free lunch is $10. A catalytic converter is $300.
I like those margins.
Yeah, I like those margins. So the fact of the matter is, if Todd gets you 20 in a week and you got to give him $200, I think the $6,000 is pretty worth it.
You won't say no.
You won't say no.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. So now, by treating people like human beings, giving them respect, educating them on the job, the greater job that they were a part of, and giving them opportunities for advancement in the form of a free lunch, perhaps, you now have the possibility of making greater sales.
And we understand that some of this may seem rudimentary to talk about, but really, though, I mean,
it's not being done.
These are assets that we're just overlooking that have so much potential for more use, more capabilities. I mean, if you're not doing this, you type in the comments right now and you tell me that you don't come into the warehouse and see drivers just sitting around.
Yeah.
Like, tell me that you do
not. Tell me this is wrong.
Exactly. Like, without lying. I mean, don't lie. You know, come on. This is an open place.
I mean, we're listening to both. The safe place. Yeah. Of course it is.
We'll take your input. I mean, I would just be shocked.
I would be shocked.
Yeah, exactly. But don't lie.
Now, I could understand there are those out there say none of that's going to help, but that's fine. If you're not looking at the numbers we're giving you, we're looking at 180, do you need anything else, versus 20. And all you have to do as FSR, even if your manager's not on board, is just take the opportunity to get to know these folks. You take the first step. You treat them with respect.
They're not going to be pissed off at the driver for asking. It does against us if they say no. Like, no, I don't need anything.
Nothing.
But it does a lot if it just happens. Oh, yeah, I do, actually. I got a two-piece catalytic converter set I need to get for this F-350.
Yep.
Oh, that's running pretty good, pretty high.
Yeah.
Oh, let me get on the horn with the warehouse manager. Oh, we got both of those in stock. Yeah, coming your way, buddy.
Yep.
We'll take it.
And the truth of it is that you've got a lot of these folks out there delivering who are just so full of personality. I mean, they may have very quick but very rich interactions.
Let them flourish.
Yeah.
Let them flourish.
Because they're going to, you know, the reporting of issues and, you know, they hear things. Drivers get told things, both good and bad.
I mean, they'll love their job more.
Yeah.
They'll feel more like they are contributing. They are having an effect. And then so that way, when you, as your FSR, go and talk with your warehouse manager, looking over the numbers, comparing like, oh my God, we're doing pretty good. They can all, if they're in the, just happen to be in the office over here and they're like, oh, hey, yeah, that is awesome. Like, you know?
You know what's sad is that the drivers are separated in this little lounge. And so that's where the bathrooms were at. And I was using the bathroom and I step out of the bathroom and I'm in the refrigerator getting myself like a water or something to that effect. And the drivers are talking to each other about how two of the places that they delivered to that day just did not like the attitude from the call center of someone named Betty. This was a different warehouse than outside of our structure. So the point is that they're talking about Betty and they don't like Betty. And I happen to say to these two drivers, I'm like, hey, and I'm talking to them, probably more personable with them than they had been with any management member. You know, I could tell. It was one of those moments where they're kind of like, oh, what is this guy saying?
Is he talking to me?
Yeah. And I'm like, so just perchance, just a quick question. Like, how do you go about sharing that with the FSR? What's an FSR?
Who?
How do you, yeah, they did. And how do you guys go about the FSR before me, before Cameron was me here, the FSR before me, ask anyone who worked here, they would tell you they have no idea. No one.
Oh.
They did, and he was here for like years because no interaction with the warehouse.
He commuted from Raleigh.
They didn't like Betty. And I said, how would you communicate this? How would you, what method would you use to get this information over to the warehouse manager? None. They did probably nothing, wouldn't do it. So these two drivers are sharing intel with each other that's quite valuable, but it never gets anywhere. How is that good? It's not good. Let's stop that. And for those of you out there who are in the operations side of the picture, let me mention the last thing that we really think helps out with having a dedicated team of FSR, little mini FSR army out there. And this also goes with dedicated runs. For those of you who don't know what that means, here at 455, we try to keep the same person on the run. For example, we have four long runs that go out twice a day, boop, 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 in four different directions. We like to keep that the same person. It makes record keeping easy. It makes the relationship building easier. And it is just a far superior system. If you have any questions about that or you want more reasons why you should be doing that, please feel free to email us. But
and we'll have an episode on that coming out soon too, sure.
In the operations aspect, and this goes for FSRs, one of the most difficult points that we have in our relationship with customers is returning parts. Whether it be for warranty, whether it be for cancels, whether it be for fit, it's obviously better for us if we sell a part, it goes in the car, it never breaks, and we move on to the next part.
In a perfect world.
Any other situation we run into, oh, what do we do? Where's my credit? I need my credit. I dropped it off yesterday. It happened here. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's when it starts to get fragile.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine you have a person who's a delivery driver who's well ingrained into the company, who feels respected, who feels motivated to do the best that they can and has been here a long time. Okay, shop, Tony's shop up the street. Had a return. I didn't get the credit. I don't know where it's at. This is the manager talking. Who usually takes that run? Okay, you, Todd. Todd, what's going on? Oh, yeah, he gave me the part. It was last Monday, so it was like 10 days ago. Hold on. And he's, you know, you figure out the solution. But guess what? If you don't have people that are motivated to do the best that they can do, you're going to get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe, you know, because basically what that translates to is I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it translates to.
What you want is you want them coming out there with a notepad,
yep,
keeping record, writing everything down. Oh, that returned 4 days ago.
Yep.
Here, let me look through my notes.
Yeah.
Oh, this shop, this date, this reason, this is where I put it.
You know, what's even better. Oh, somebody texted me.
Hello.
You know, what's even better is when the shop owner calls you and says that they made the return. And then tells you, yeah, Todd picked it up last Monday.
Whoa.
And then it's like, oh, yeah, we had little paperwork snafu, no problem. Let me run that credit. And the person's like, no big deal, man. Todd's awesome. He treats me really great. I'll see you guys with my next part. Bam. Whew. If you've got that type of interaction, you are in somebody's texting both of us, it seems.
Popular guys.
We're popular guys today. So on that note, listen, turn your delivery team into an FSR army. It means something to the drivers for you to pay attention to them. Both Cameron and I started out as drivers, and we wouldn't be here today if people didn't talk to us.
And the last thing I want to slide in there, just because it came to my mind when you were talking about Tony being happy knowing the driver's name. It's very much the case here. It might not be in other markets, but our customers here, the owners, the people who are paying the bills, they tend to be happier if they know who they're giving their money to.
Yep.
You know, that's huge. And because, I mean, we're talking with some customers a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so it's having that comfortability helps in that area as well and makes them feel comfortable on the back end where you're talking about those cancels, the warranties, returns, checking for credits, because money's money. Money runs the show.
And the fruits of this are not just an increased sales, but for example, today in about an hour and a half, Cameron and I will be out bowling with two different shops that are joining us, and our entire delivery staff will be there, and it's going to be pizza, it's going to be beer, it's going to be bowling, and it's going to be amazing fun, including drivers that don't work for us anymore.
What?
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
Drivers who have gone on to the Hall of Fame will be in attendance. And all of this was at the request of one of our great customers who said, we want to hang with your crew. My goodness. You can't pay for that type.
It's an honor.
Of relationship development.
It's an honor. Absolute
Guys,
honor.
Here's to all of you out there calling me in 6 months and saying you're doing your own bowling trip with your own great customers,
hear,
and your
hear.
Own great drivers. We want to hear it. Cheers, everyone. Thanks for listening to the 1-800-FSR podcast. We invite you to leave comments using the 1-800-FSR app and feel free to review those left by other FSRs. Go to 1-800-FSR.com to check out all the exciting things we have to offer, including weekly updates. Want to be on the show or get in contact with me? Do so at martin@1800FSR.com.
And if you want to get up with me, you can link up with me using cam@1800FSR.com.
Let's go sell some stuff.
Let's do it, baby.